Department of Health and Human Services, CDC, and NIOSH logos.
The NIOSH Health Hazard Evaluation Program visits workplaces across the country to find out if hazards pose a risk to workers' health. We offer guidance on how to make workplaces safer. But what actually happens when we come to a workplace? To answer that question, we brought a camera crew along on a visit to Clean Lights, an electronics recycler. We want to show you some of our activities and let you hear from the employer and employees about their experience with us. In this video, you'll learn about a test for measuring the amount of harmful materials in workers' bodies.
My name's Elena Page, and I'm an occupational and environmental medicine physician. I've been with the HHE program for 18 years as a medical officer. So here at Clean Lights, we're doing a variety of medical tests. We're doing urine sampling and blood sampling for two broad groups of things, metals and flame retardants. Under the category of metals, we are doing blood analyses. We're looking for lead, but we're also doing a metal here, a rare earth metal called indium. And indium is used on the backside of flat screen monitors.
Michael Diaz Destier, shipping and receiving technician, Clean Lights.
Kind of remind me of my military days when I was in the military and I had to do my drug test every month. Yeah.
Jerry Bomar, warehouse technician, Clean Lights.
I'm drinking more water. Other than that, it's okay.
It's all right with me. I've given blood before.
For me, yes. All these good veins I get, they love to see me come in here.
Catherine Beecham, MPH, CIH. Industrial hygienist, NIOSH.
This is the second health hazard evaluation that I have done here at Clean Lights. And one of the reasons that we have been able to come back so frequently is because of the management here. They're very open, very interested in safety of the employees, and have been so since the very beginning of their opening the company. When we first came in here in the very beginning a couple years ago, they had a very, very small production run and were not using their shredder frequently. And now they've increased and they wanted us back because of how dedicated they are to the health and safety of their employees.
Knowing that they took the initiative to call, to have it done, that just lets you know that they care about their employees.
Steve O's Foster, trainee, Clean Lights.
I have a great amount of respect for what they're doing. I understand what they're doing because in this type of field, it could be a lot of hazardous materials.
I feel good because it makes me know that my superiors are caring about my own health and my life. So.
Adrian Frost, Environmental Health and Safety Manager, Clean Lights.
In the sense of management, it's a great experience because it lets our employees know that we're doing this for them. We're working together with our employees for their safety.
The thing I love about working for the Health Hazard Evaluation Program is that we get to see a lot of different things. We're sort of the cutting edge, so we get into things a lot of times before people recognize them as a hazard, where the workers will recognize a problem, or occasionally an employer, and they'll ask us to come in, and so we can help figure that out, and we are able to make recommendations that will make an immediate impact on the workers in either that work area or the whole company, and then again in other similar workplaces across the country.
It's your health, it's your life. You should be able to know what's going on and how to deal with it if it affects you. You should know that. That should be everybody's right. I think every job should do this, every job.
Find out if there are health hazards at your job. Request a health hazard evaluation from NIOSH.
Mention or photo image of any company or product is for educational purposes only and does not constitute endorsement by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, NIOSH, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, or the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, or imply that the company is preferred over other products manufactured by other companies, nor does it imply criticism. In addition, links or citations do not constitute endorsement of the sponsoring organizations, their programs, or their products by NIOSH, CDC, or HHS, and none should be inferred. NIOSH is not responsible for the content contained at these sites. All web addresses referenced in this training tool were accessible as of the publication date. This video was produced by NIOSH. Delivering on the nation's promise. Safety and health at work for all people through research and prevention. www.cdc.gov/NIOSH/HHE